Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To you, it's morning for some, afternoon for others, evening for some. How do you do, the folks over in Guam? It's evening, and it's early in the morning, as this program airs all around the clock, and that makes it very relevant. Don't you agree, ladies? Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn. Don't you believe that you are relevant, that we are relevant, that we are here in the know, on the go, ready to go? Yes?
I hope we are, yes.
I do. Yep. All right, well, let's see how ready to go Mr. Zilk. Say it again, Doug. There, try that one. Mr. Zelensky is. I saw some of the video, you probably did too, of the Ukrainian. Try the R, Doug. The Ukrainian. I have to tell people, I think I did explain a little bit. I had not an operation, but I'm having an operation on my eyes. So when I went to Los Angeles last Friday, I had a set of contacts put in so that I could see what really this is going to feel like after they do the operation to make sure it's what I want. The clarity is great, except that sometimes when your eyes are dry. And Victoria just made me feel wonderfully secure by telling me if you don't make sure that your eyes are not dry, then you have to go to the hospital. Or sometimes people
that's
get
happened to a friend of mine
stuck.
Who slept in. She slept in her contacts. And she didn't have any, she didn't put any drops in. She woke up the next morning screaming in pain.
Oh,
and I sat in the ER with her for like 6 hours waiting for a doctor. And when he finally came and saw her and looked into her eyes, he just said, you let your contacts get too dry. And if you had let it go any longer, your contacts can like fuse to your eyeball. And then it's, yeah, it's really serious. So definitely make sure you keep lubricating.
Because you are wearing contacts that are meant to be kept in for 21 days. It's okay. I would just do a drop before you go to bed, drop in the morning.
That's what I do.
You'll get used to it. It's the first time you've ever worn contact lenses.
That's right. Okay. Thank you. Anyway,
take a deep breath. It's okay. Yes. They're meant to be used. You just have to relax.
Well, I think sometimes the words look upside down if I'm not just talking off of my shoulder or top of my head. And I'm actually looking for some information that is pertinent and specific.
If the words are upside down, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know that lenses can fix that.
Okay, anyway, meanwhile, back to Mr. Zelensky and his appearance before the United Nations. Quote, it's time to transform the system. So they belong to the Security Council, do they not? Ukrainians belong to the government. The country belongs to the UN. And the UN hasn't done squat. That's what
right?
he says.
Yeah. Well, what he wants is that Russia sits on, still to this day, Russia sits on
why?
The Security Council
I'm
and
with
on
him
Human
on this
Rights.
Yeah,
right, and on the Human Rights Council. And so they have permanent membership on the Security Council, like lifetime membership. And so he's saying, why?
The
country's just grandfathered in forever, lifetime, but they're permanently members.
Did that come from 1945? Because that's what he was talking about. His quote, he said, it's now clear that the goals set in San Francisco in 1945 for the creation of a global security international organization have not been achieved.
Well,
so I'm wondering if that's when
that
they...
That was when the body started, probably maybe more than likely, right?
Yeah, I was wondering
I mean, the
San
body,
Francisco
the reason
was,
that you have
that.
The United Nations is because you're supposed to have a peacekeeping body. And so his whole point in his speech yesterday is if that's not what's happening here, and he talked about the atrocities that he saw, then we need to kick off these members. The problem is that, and it was really interesting to think about it, it'll never happen because more than 60% of the people that he was talking to yesterday are busy conducting genocide in their own country. So why? They're not going to vote Russia.
What a horrible world when you get down to it. What kind of a world do we live in where this is going on? He's showed pictures of civilians being crushed by tanks, being shot, tortured. What the hell does the rest of the world have to know? Or is it just, are we headed toward doomsday? There's no stopping people like this. They get away with whatever they want. And the fact that anybody believes after you see this, there are story, but there is the appearance video. You can't fake this stuff, although some people have accused him of photoshopping these pictures. You listen to the nonsense that's coming out of Russia, and it's just, it's beyond belief. It's gotten to the point where it's mind-boggling that this guy is still walking around, I'm talking about Putin, and that the Russians are still in there, and nobody really other than the Ukrainians are doing anything. We give them some money, you give them some guns, you give them some... It's just, what in the world is the world coming to?
Yeah, and one of the most disturbing things, and we've mentioned this briefly, that there's... In Russia, there's the older population who's, you know, probably more against this, having remembered what, you know, the times were like when fighting was happening all the time. But there are a lot of people on social media who are now publishing some Russian young people. I mean, like teenagers, like early 20s, like young people are putting out messages from Russia, and you would think that they're pro-Ukraine, and they're not. And they're saying stuff that's just... Like, it's like a QAnon crowd over there for their own purposes. It's crazy. So I don't know. This misinformation campaign that Putin's running, this is apparently working with the Russian people, and they're believing that the Ukrainians need to be just exterminated and that they are Nazis and all this other crap that Putin has put out. And when you see these young kids on these rant videos that have been translated, you just look, I mean, I watched a bunch of these, and I'm just like, how are these kids not seeing the truth? And they're not. They're just
how
not.
How do they hide? It's just, well, that's the danger, I think, one of the dangers of all of the sort of social media, the things that, this is mind control. He's turned around social media in Russia, and this is what I've said all along, the danger of, you know, what it's like with younger people. They're mesmerized. They're like zombies in front of these damn devices. And older people are not. So the fact that everybody has one and everybody's looking at one, and at least Putin or some of the people around him are smart enough to know how to control the message and see what people can see. So they're not seeing or hearing things from the outside world. They're only hearing Russia, what Putin wants them to hear.
And he apparently said all of the Bucha, that massacre, Putin has completely spun that around.
Yeah, that he said either Ukraine did it.
Yeah, that Ukraine did it to themselves.
The world has evidence that is not true, and they have evidence and satellite images.
Well, we know it.
Where you can see the bodies in one place when Russians were occupying it, and then you can see them there after the Ukrainians rolled in.
The European Commission. European Union has now proposed new sanctions. One wonders why they haven't had these sanctions in place before. But the visit of the President Ursula von der Leyen, it's not important what his name is.
It's a her. That's the hot lady that Ursula. I thought you would like.
She's
very pretty.
Check her out. Thank you. Eastern European women. Okay, never mind. So the proposal has to be agreed to by all of the members. There are 27 countries. They're having a meeting today. Banning on coal. That's worth billions of dollars every year. Let's see here. What other thing? Banks. Russian banks. The largest bank in Russia. No more using them. No more access to giving them access to the money that's in the European Union or to be able to do trades. A ban on transportation operators from Russia and Belarus. Let's see here. Some technology export bans. So a lot of this stuff is worth billions of dollars, and it was triggered by what went on in Bucha.
It shouldn't have had to be that long. This is what Zelensky's point is.
Yeah.
It's like these atrocities happen, and then the EU is like, well, we were so moved, so now we're going to talk about this stuff. It's just...
Yeah, it's stupid. It's just... nobody wants to stand up to Putin. We're canceling our missile tests because we don't want to poke the bear. You've got Germany who's still buying oil from them. I mean, who is the leader? This is why the world loves Zelensky, because Zelensky looks like a strong leader, and we don't seem to have anybody else who's standing up.
Nope.
Right.
So now the Kremlin has published an essay which is back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that specifically calls for the cleansing of Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're back to the Nazi time.
Comforting word,
time.
Isn't it? Yep.
Right. Cleansing, yeah, right. That's, well, that's what the Nazis used. Yeah, getting the genocide going, eliminate all Ukrainians. That's really basically what the message is here. And so other countries are worried about it. It's just, it's not, I don't know if I'd say too little too late, but it just is mind-boggling, to go back to what Victoria said, that younger people who are attached at the hip to these damn devices, and then, you know, other people who just have, and they're on the, they're not, we're not even on the border of it. We're you know, half a world away from it. The idea that people who are right there are, yeah, we're what, 6 weeks into this thing now? Meanwhile,
41 days, I think he said.
41 days, okay.
Something like that.
All right. Well, that's 6 weeks. So here we have Roman Abramovich, who's one of the oligarchs, his Hollywood friends. He needs money to keep him going. All of his assets have been frozen around the world. He owns the Chelsea Football Club. Why does he own...
Which is for sale. Well, now he's being forced to sell it. He's the most visible. You might even recognize his face because he's been very visible globally. Big,
well, he's
in
a bad
Hollywood.
Guy in lots of movies. Yeah, right. No, he doesn't have big.
Oh, I mean, but he looks like, though. But he
does look like a
kind of looks like a James Bond kind of villain. But yeah, so this apparently this, you know, shows how the sanctions can work. So to the tune of, you know, he says he has a $750,000 a week staff payroll. So he's begging Hollywood friends to give him $1 million. And no one has so far because they don't want to aid and abet someone who has sanctions against them, for one. Mm-hmm. And no one really even knows what the international law, the implications would even be. So he's worth $14 billion, but not right now.
Well, is that, you say he's worth $14 billion, it sounds like he isn't worth anything.
Well, right now everything's frozen,
sell,
so I don't know.
And he can't put a mortgage on his boat, can't put a mortgage on property. He can't do so. That means basically everything he's got has been rendered worthless by the sanction and world action, which is what should happen to everybody, including, most assuredly, the Russian government should be broke. No money from any source, period. Food for thought at 18 after the hour.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Ooh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Wednesday, April the 8th. Is today? No, today's the 6th, right? Where am I going with 6th? The 8th? That's my eyeball doing that.
That's your wonky eyeball.
That's my wonky eyes. 23. All right, so there's a lot of, just a lot of energy around Tiger Woods for some reason or another. And a lot of different facets of his life continue to be things that masterfully he controls. And so that's the hint about what we're going to talk about with regard to him right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so ladies, Jay's not here. Let's go through what's going on with Tiger Woods. How's it been? About a year since that car crash, right? When did that? It was about a year ago, if I remember.
At least, yeah.
A year and a half,
a little more. Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a blur, right? It happened during the pandemic, so everything just feels like it.
It didn't really happen. All right, so he's returning. He plans to play in the Masters, which is held, down in Augusta? I think that's the one that has the green jacket after you win. Right?
Yeah.
Well, and it's pretty incredible because he was already suffering from an injury and he was working his way back. And then he got into this car accident, which was pretty gnarly. He had to have pins and screws put back in. And people
didn't think he would ever walk again, let alone play in a major tournament. I mean, this is incredible. It just sort of just shows, I'm not a golf fan, but he's obviously he transcends one sport. But it's really remarkable the recovery that he's made. I mean, this just shows total determination.
He's had 5 back surgeries since then. And by the way, he's won the Masters 5 times as well. And so when you're correct, Victoria, a lot of people, he was doing 80 miles an hour on this road. The fact that he can even walk after being in this wreck. And was there ever any determination as to what caused it, really, other than he was speeding? I know the road.
Like a problem with the car or something like that?
I never found out.
People thought he fell asleep, and then people thought that, something was going on with him. But I thought it ended up being that he had nothing in his system. So, I don't. That stretch of road, that area is really tough. You shouldn't be going 80 miles per hour. That's
no, not at all.
Yeah. Yep.
And so anyway, let's see. There are the other people who are the ones that will be in the field. When is it? This is this weekend, is it not? When do they
it's
play
this week? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
So he already did practice holes, and he's going to do another today. He's going to do another set of practice holes.
He's on at 10:34. Yeah, for those of you who want to go to the Golf Channel and see what's going on, that's where you can probably catch up or see what's going on. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Deus Automobile Ryan electric hypercar concept world debut will take place on April 13th at the New York International Auto Show. Named after the heart of Europe, Vienna, Deus Vayan is the manifesto of Deus Automobiles, Australian design language with symmetry and infinity inspiring its exterior and interior charm. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV-located surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
The UN Security Council exists, and security in the world doesn't, for anyone. This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
Deadly storms sweeping through the south have at least 2 people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of 2 tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Iarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The President of the United States could be compromised by Communist China. Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, says President Biden should also come under investigation when it comes to the contents of his son Hunter's laptop and business dealings in countries such as Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia.
I think he should be included. I think we need to take a very deep, in-depth look at that laptop. You know, I think it's evident that Hunter Biden has had business dealings with foreign countries. You know, Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia, two of which are our very arch enemies, Russia and China. I mean, so what do they know about Hunter Biden? What do they have on him? What do they have on the president that could compromise, you know, the president's decisions? So I think Hunter Biden is a national security threat here. So we definitely need to investigate this laptop. We have authenticated it now. I mean, we knew a year and a half ago that this was a legitimate source of information. The Democrats and the big tech and the elites and the left-wing media tried to hide this in October from the American people prior to the 2020 election.
Since Elon Musk bought his way into a leadership role at Twitter this week, the social media outlet announced it's working to develop an edit button for posts on its software available in a few months. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the world, our focus is what's going on. This is sort of a concert of the airwaves. You know, I grew up, I always thought concerts were music. And then there are events like Chris Rock coming to Boston last week, and it was they referred to it, the producers referred to it as a concert. So, ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is here. Jay's out today. What do you think? What's the definition of a concert? Do we have a concert going on here, a concert of ideas?
Sure, right? Yeah. I mean, my definition, what I think of a concert, is a concert where you see live music. But
yeah, me too. Yeah, right. But
I feel like it's the size. Like, if I've seen comedians at, you know, Radio City Music Hall or at MSG, and, like, that's a concert. That's a comedy concert, I would say.
Yeah, okay. It came into my mind as I was thinking about all of the people that are around now. The world has reawakened, and there are concerts of these comedians are all over the place. trying to make people laugh because we haven't had much to laugh about. I don't know that we have much to laugh about these days either, except we're trying to get ourselves away from these problems that have been created by, in my mind, the lack of leadership, lack of focus, lack of direction, too much control by too few people. I was listening actually to a conversation yesterday, people talking about Will Smith again, and the avalanche of interest. That was the phrase. I thought it was an interesting phrase. The avalanche of interest that this event had, and why were people so worked up about it? And it looked, listening to the conversation, this particular host was talking about how the view of the black community, whatever the hell that means, the actor's actions embarrassed them, shamed them, and drew a lot of criticism and focus on them at a time when Black Lives Matter should be more important. I guess they're referring to some of the things said. There was a three-page thing, I think, that we had in our hands last week from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and what he said. And so a lot of other people have echoed the same thing, that Will Smith should be ashamed of himself, that he's ruined a lot of the gains that have come to lives, to black lives, because of his actions. I don't know. Why is this a black thing? It should embarrass everybody. Not just black people.
Right, but a lot of, there have been a lot of people sharing, a lot of white people on social media especially, sharing some pretty horrific opinions where this justifies their racism. And that's what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was saying, is that that's one of the dangers of why having Will Smith be a black prominent actor and a prominent celebrity, having him act like this, feeds into all of the already negative things that some white people say about black people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually have heard, I think it's black people who have consumed this more with those kind of connotations. I mean, obviously you're going to have the stragglers who are going to make stupid comments, but I think we even talked about it here. When I consumed it, I was looking at it as, gosh, a sense of entitlement, where if any one of us had done what Will Smith had done, we would have been arrested, or we would have been walked out of a venue, or, you know, named the list of consequences.
At least charged with something.
Yeah, like a normal person. And so for me, it was all about like the haves and the have-nots. But I've seen actually more, and this is what I thought was so interesting about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is that more people who are black are seeming to look at this like through that lens. And it's obviously people's point of view, right? And your perspective.
So let me ask you this.
How many different layers? I mean, this is given like the heft of what should be just kind of a stupid thing. It's really connected to so many different layers of conversation.
Let's push this a little further up the hill. Let's say it wasn't a black person that did this to another black person. Let's say it was somebody gay or a member of the LGBTQ community that did this. Where would it be? What would the thinking be if it were that group versus the black group or any other group? But I'm using LGBTQ because there's a lot of hoopla about what's going on in Florida. So let's say it had been somebody there. I think there were a couple of people representing that group of Americans, right, on stage during the Oscars? And so,
yeah, but it's not just about stereotyping a group. It's what happened. I mean, Will Smith.
You're missing. I'm sorry, I didn't explain it well enough. That's the point I'm making. In fact, the fact that this group thinks that they're special because this happened, versus it could happen to anybody under any circumstance. So for me, this is the damage that's been caused by this has just been, you know, what one person does to another, the inhumanity of man to other men, human beings. We've become very cruel, and we're tough on ourselves. We're tough on people we don't understand, or somebody who's different. We don't like them. Why? What's the point of not liking someone who's different from you? If you don't like them, stay away from them, ignore them, do whatever. But why do you have to be so aggressive with the comments? That's my point. If I made it well, fine. If I didn't, sorry. But that's my point. It's just too much criticism. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. It's god-awful. And most of it is brought about, in my rendering, by having these damn devices with all this social media prattering away about nothing. Haven't you got more to do with your life than, you know, pick apart this kind of stuff? It's just, it's insanity, I think. Crazy stuff. So we ought to be more concerned about what actually happened in Sacramento, for example. You have seen perhaps some of the video with the shooting suspect, the shooter, had a gun. I guess there are two people now that are under arrest. They killed these six people in Sacramento.
There are three
over the weekend.
People.
Three under arrest.
Arrest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, that kind of, isn't that more of a concern? It's more of a concern to me than whether it was a black guy that slapped another black guy or somebody did something else. I guess another part of it in my mind, as I compartmentalize this stuff in my mind, it's just a reason to separate us more instead of us being more together. When I was younger, I thought we had, things were much more together here. Maybe, you know, you go back to September 11th and it brought us all together for a couple of years. Too bad it took something like that, but, that now we just seem to be splintering into so damn many groups. You can't, there's no leadership. It's just awful. So, anyway, let's get off of that. The genetics researcher, Hai Zhang Wang. How'd I do? Pretty good? You think that was pretty good pronunciation? Hai Zhang Wang. He was arrested 3 years ago in China. He was released yesterday. He was jailed by the government for overseeing a research program to modify human embryos that the government said that they didn't sanction. Come on, you remember. I remember this from 2018. He revealed the use.
It doesn't surprise me.
I don't either, but yeah.
You don't remember it? Okay,
no.
I remember the hoopla about it. It was the first time I think that the world looked at China and said, huh? It's sort of complicated research having to do with the fertilized embryos and whether they were, they could be artificially implanted in animals instead of humans. And, you know, there were a lot of precise alterations in the DNA. And some people now think that that was what went into the research in Wuhan. The alternation, you know, the DNA that has, the DNA of the virus was changed by artificial means. And this seemed to be the fellow doing the research said that you can't really predict. You start messing around with DNA like that and you cannot predict what's going to be the outcome. Well, I think we've seen that with the virus, haven't we? You can't predict what the next strain is going to be, who it's going to affect, that sort of thing.
You start messing around.
Yeah. So I think that one of the things that seems obvious to me anyway is that the Chinese government didn't want him talking about what he was doing, and apparently he was talking, so they threw him in jail. Anyway, well, am I too upset about that?
China loves to just jail everyone.
Yeah, throw him in jail. Yeah,
right. They're like Russia in that sense.
Yeah. The United States, Britain, Australia are now cooperating, it seems, on what is deemed hypersonic weaponry. This is what we need. More of this kind of stuff.
Well, we do need it,
actually.
And
yeah,
we needed it. We actually needed it 4 years ago because China's already got it and China's already been testing it.
Yeah,
and China had a successful test of the hypersonic missile. So in order to fight back, now we're getting it together to have our own technology grouped together with all of our allied countries. But you know, I feel like instead of taking a leadership spot on the globe, we're now playing catch up with Vladimir Putin and with President Xi.
But isn't this what pissed off France at us, right? Because wasn't there the thing
with
Australia? Say it again?
It was a submarine deal that we were. They wanted to buy, I think, something to do with submarines. I don't know if it has.
That's part of this, right?
Yeah.
Because now Australia will have a nuclear powered submarine. I thought it was part of that. And right, because France was going to sell it to them, and then there was something else that got, I remember it made headlines, but that was a million years ago, because everything's a million years ago now.
I don't know. I just think we're really cruising for a bruising here. You keep making this stuff and making it tougher and stronger. Somebody's going to push a button sometime.
That's the fear with Putin right now. It's not even going
to
be sometime. That's the real fear that a lot of people have about Putin. He's just I mean, he's unhinged. Look what he's doing to people in Ukraine. I mean, this is just, oh, watching President Zelensky talking about what he saw in Bucha is just, oh, my God.
In the history of the, you know, the Romans did that. If you look at any power that has been, long
that
enough in existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of the history full of Spanish during the Inquisition. Yeah, when Columbus came here to our country, if you didn't play, they couldn't speak the language. They didn't know what he was saying, and he was trying to force them to become Christians. And when they didn't, they killed them, burned them at the stake. This is not anything new. It isn't. Okay. We had enough of this.
Yeah. That's just such a heavy, heavy topic. And you know, everybody is trying to figure out what to do except for the people who need to be doing it. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Is it military escalation? I don't think anybody who has an appetite for that.
No, I don't think we have an appetite. And then we start thinking, I certainly start thinking about that beautiful, those two beautiful grandsons that I have, Miles and Jasper, and what do they inherit? What's going to become of their world? Where are they going? I can remember my father saying that to me, though. You know, I'm sorry we're leaving you the world in such a mess. And that was a long time ago. So is the world changing? Maybe it's, I don't know. I think that it is changing. I feel like it's changing because there's too much technology and it's too easy to control people's thinking. In school, using devices, whatever it is, that's where I come down on this. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture with over 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program since the 1970s. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the beginnings of the radio program that brought the fictional town of Lake Wobegon to life.
I have always stolen from what I was writing and put it out in front of an audience in a theater. You get something back from an audience that you can't provide yourself. You get the vibe of the audience. They respond. They respond viscerally to some things and not to others. And this is so clear when you're talking to people. So I have, even after I thought I had finished the novel, I was using stories from it in performance, and then I would go back and change it.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, comes out April 11th.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on the DJV program for Wednesday, the 6th of April. Victoria Keeling is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a big announcement on 5G, which is, as far as I'm concerned, something that should...
Well, you already have it on your phone, so don't say too much. It's already on your phone. Anyway, so the story with 5G, it's not necessarily 5G being the most important thing here. Northrop Grumman is a defense contractor. They are partnering with AT&T to create basically a military Internet of Things. So sensors and weapons and data will all be connected to a 5G network. Kathy Warden, who is the Northrop Grumman CEO and president, she announced the partnership on Tuesday down in D.C. She said the project is a joint research and development framework between AT&T and Northrop that will eventually be a 5G-connected network for the Department of Defense. The reason that this is important is that DoD capabilities linked by a 5G-powered digital battle network is a really strong example for how the communications technology can be used in high-pressure and important situations. So moving beyond connected home thermostats, 5G is an important part of our national defense's architecture. And so what Kathy Warden said is technology is not the hard part. We've solved the technology challenge. It's the application of it that will move at the speed that the government is ready to move along with the industry. And so she essentially said when people talk about the Internet of Things that people use in our everyday lives, the military has not caught up to that yet. And in the world of every day, there's a different data breach, and cybersecurity is at the utmost importance. She said that this alliance will, you know, be prototyping technology within a year. The limiting factor will be how quickly they can get it up and running. And so as we know, this is in direct competition with China. China has already been developing and deploying 5G and in their military as well. And so any Internet of Things system for the government will have to include the strongest possible cybersecurity protections to prevent hacking. And so, like Kathy Warden said, in light of what Russia's doing in Ukraine and the prevalence of cyber attacks, information sharing between the government and the private sector is much more important than ever, and cybersecurity needs to be baked in at every level, and that's what this partnership is going to aim to do, so that our defense systems can be state-of-the-art and also the most protected.
Hmm. All right, well, you know me and 5G, it's...
I know, you have a weird thing about 5G, but none of the other Gs.
I have a weird thing about all this technology, all of the buzz that we're confronted with, all of these waves we can't see that are bombarding our bodies, our brains every day. How much more of it is going to be developed, and how much more, what kind of a toll is that taking on each one of us? I think that's something to consider, frankly. All right, some good news from Twitter after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's the good news from Twitter, Victoria?
Twitter says that they are finally going to test an edit feature. And I say finally because this is 10 years in the making. Twitter's communication team has said that they are launching testing in the coming months. They said, however, they didn't get the idea from a poll because there have been a million polls about what the number one thing Twitter users want. They want the ability to edit their tweet. So I don't know why Twitter is insistent that this was like some novel idea that they came up with on their own when people have been begging for it for 10 years. But if eventually they finally do this, then it will be the number one most requested thing satisfied. Now, Elon Musk, of course, made some Twitter news this week. He joined the board of directors. He bought a 9.2% stake in the company. And now he had asked users in his own poll if they'd like the ability to edit their posted tweets. And, of course, everyone said yes. So he had 80 million Twitter followers. And so he had been floating this idea of the edit button, which, like I said, everyone's been saying that. So we'll see what happens, if he has any real influence over Twitter, or, you know, if it's just going to be business as usual.
Biz, as you well, the biz of technology. That's what we focus on here during this portion of the DJB.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.